thing we need is approval of the previous April meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Public comment. Doesn't look like we got a public comment there. She's not a public.
She's not a public.
Resolution recommissioning election judges. She is that, though.
Yes, sir. Chairman, we have a resolution that we would ask the committee for its approval to commission the 2014 election judges. It will be for a two-year term. It would be the spring of 2016 when their commission will expire. In fact, they just expired with the March primary. We are hosting a week of training for the judges starting July 14th, a week from today, and we'll go all through the week. We'll be at different locations throughout the county trying to make it convenient, different times throughout the day trying to make it convenient for them. We have 2,246 judges that will try to push through the training. We won't, of course, use that many judges on any given election, but they still need to be trained for in case we have
some. I make the motion approved.
Oh, cool.
Second.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Sorry, Debbie. No.
We know you're doing.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Now, Debbie, what if we don't go through the training? I have a question.
I'm a little late on my approval.
If they don't go through the training, they don't receive the full $150.
Oh, okay.
Like, what do they get if they don't do it?
$125.
Yeah, I knew there was.
Do they have to go through this before every general election or what?
They have to go through it every 2 years. We have briefings prior to every election.
So even if you've been a judge for a year, you still got to go back through the training.
Yes, sir. You have to get commissioned.
Okay. What if, Deb, if, say, for instance, someone is commissioned and then something happens that those people, you know, like right now they're commissioned and they just can't do it, so does the next guy getting put on, get knocked out of the 25?
We tried very desperately to have commissioned judges on election day, but then that's why we have alternates.
But if it were that you know, they couldn't even be commissioned any longer, the next guy you put in, you probably give the 150 even though they didn't.
We tried to stick to that. I mean, these folks showed up and went to school and did what they were supposed to do for that $25. So we try to stick to that rule.
Okay.
Next one we have is an ordinance to do with the poker run licensing.
Yeah, the state legislature passed a law recently. They amended the State Raffles Act. A few years ago, they passed a law saying if you're going to have raffles for charitable purposes, you have to get a license, you have to meet certain types of requirements and so forth. Well, these poker runs are charitable, similar to raffles. I'm not familiar with them, never been on one, but it's basically, I think they go from establishment to establishment, usually bars, a lot of times it's motorcycle groups, and at the end of the day, someone wins, they play some type of dice game or card game, and the money then goes for a charitable purpose. Well, I don't have all the background. Debbie may have more through her clerks association, but what I heard is that that some of the establishments said, hey, we can't allow this activity because it could be deemed illegal gambling. So the legislature cleaned it up by passing this amendment to the Raffles Act, essentially saying if you're going to have one of these events, you have to get a license. And it's best to get the license from the county rather than a state organization or something. So they said, if the county board passes an ordinance to license these things, then these charitable organizations can have these events. So what we did was drafted an ordinance as simple as we could. Basically, all it says is that if you want a license, you come in and sign an application and an affidavit saying you're going to comply with the law. We could charge up to $25 for a permit. We put it at 15. We're not looking to make money on this, but you don't want to put it at zero because then you get unnecessary paperwork. So that's what we did. Do you have anything to add to it, Debbie?
No, sir. I mean, I've made everyone a copy of the legislation. If you haven't read it, it's really a bizarre piece of documentation, if you want my opinion.
And it includes the Raffles Act, too. It kind of incorporates the two together. That's why the thing's so long.
But our licenses are not anything like this. They're just about as simple as one page is. So I assume
that's it.
Yeah.
Is this something that we're it's coming to us because the state is requiring that we do it, or we just decide if we're going to do it?
Well, the state says if a county wishes to allow these things, they may pass an ordinance. So okay. If we don't pass an ordinance, then they're not allowed.
I hate to go against something that Deb, I don't know if she has a feeling. You don't have a feeling one way or the
other. Oh, no. My only concern is if the county wouldn't pass the ordinance, then it could jeopardize like these establishments that have poker machines. Yeah. I mean, this is the whole reason behind it.
Yeah.
I guess my thing is, I mean, I've never been on one. I know of people that have done them. I guess we could do them on our scooters.
Yeah.
But I think I kind of have a problem with it because I know that they're doing it for charitable purposes, and I don't understand why they couldn't even say, okay, if you're gonna, you know, you're taxed on so many things, why couldn't they say, we'll change the name of this from a poker run to something else and get together?
It wouldn't matter if it was, even if it was a 50-50 thing at some place. You're not supposed to have it in a place where, in a tavern, so they have to have a license to have that.
These have to be organized.
If we pass this, but if we didn't pass it,
then they wouldn't have them in the state of Madison County.
Yeah.
Apparently, these things are common. I talked to one guy. He said every weekend there's more than one that takes place. And, you know, and like I said, it has to be for charitable purposes. It has to comply with all the regulations and the statute that Debbie just gave you. So, you know, these are supposed to be legit organizations. I'm not sure, you know, what else we can do. If we don't do it, I think all these organizations are going to come speak to us and you know, want to do it, you know, is what it comes down to.
You mean maybe the establishment, the taverns, but
no,
not...
No,
I know of one group in particular that I was told about this. They were kind of upset over it.
Upset that what?
At the idea of having to get a license.
Well, the problem is if they don't get one, they can't have them.
It's the state did this. It's not us.
That's right. I make a motion that we...
I understand what you're saying.
Right. This.
Yeah.
Weaver's just not shut down.
Well, they're wanting to still do it, though, right?
Yeah.
They just don't want to have to get a license. Yeah.
Right.
Well, if we don't do this, they're not going to be able to do it.
That's right. Yeah. It's just making it legal.
Yeah.
So the state requires
it. What's legitimate and what's not legitimate?
Well, it's, I think that...
Organization-wise, I mean, the organization.
I don't, the statute wasn't written where it really places a lot of responsibility on us. We don't want to do anything other than accept an application, make them sign it, that they're certifying that they're complying with state law, and then that's it. We're out of it. So all we're doing, and that's why we placed it in the county clerk's control rather than planning development, where like under the liquor control ordinance, they do inspections and they're required to do background checks. We're not doing anything like that. So what they're doing is they're signing an affidavit saying they're going to comply with state law. The enforcement of it isn't with Madison County. If they violate the state law, it's up to a law enforcement organization that can investigate and charge them with a misdemeanor, is what it says in the statute. So,
okay. Then another question is, say they are an organized group and they're having a poker run, but they go to a different county. What happens
the
then?
The statute requires where the poker run ends, the county in which we issue the license.
Okay.
So if they end
so
up
they
in...
So they can end up in a... Be from Madison County and end up in...
Right. So they have to get their license where they know they're going to end.
Okay.
They call that the key location. We've got it in our ordinance that they have to designate the key location. If that key location is in another county, then they don't have to get a license from us. But if it's in Madison County, they have to get a license from us, and they have to say every stop that's on the poker run, including other counties.
They have to get a license every poker run?
Every, or they can get one to apply for the whole year if they know in advance when they are. We're trying to make this as easy as possible.
And then what's the price if it's for
it's
the whole year?
Same price for one versus five.
Okay.
Is it up to each individual county to come up with what we've come up with?
Yes.
To have,
yeah.
So there are some counties that may choose not to do this at all.
That's possible. I mean, you know, I don't know if you're talking about the urban areas versus rural. I mean, I don't know what happens out in these small counties. I don't know if they have these things, quite honestly.
I don't either. I'm just, I was just...
That's where they go.
I had no intent on that question, just a general question.
So if we don't have any more questions, can we get a motion?
I made one already.
You made one?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? No. I would, no.
Next, I have a resolution on supporting the Alton high-speed rail stop as one of, as a regional hub for high-speed rail. The St. Louis to Chicago high-speed rail project is underway. It's to be completed by 2017. It's going to provide 110-mile-per-hour service between Chicago and St. Louis. It's a $1.5 billion project that's funded by the federal government. Alton is doing a $17.3 million investment building a new regional multimodal transportation center. The funding's in place for that. So we're moving along. Recently, St. Clair County decided they wanted their own high-speed rail stop in East St. Louis, which, and this, the comments was made that they would just take half the trips away from the Alton station. You know, so what we'd like to do is pass a resolution supporting only Alton and St. Louis for high-speed rail. It doesn't make sense to have an East St. Louis stop 2 miles away from the St. Louis stop on the same Metrolink line, you know, same transport and everything. We're doing this because we don't want to hurt the Alton station. They have a plan. Not only are they investing in the station, but they've got a town center concept. They're taking the old golf course up there and redeveloping it and trying to create jobs and make investment and things like that. So what we're doing is we're supporting the city of Alton and their efforts by doing this.
I want to support Alton, except my biggest problem is, and I've said this before, and I don't want to get into it with how everybody feels about it. I think it's a waste of money. I really do. It gets you there 20 minutes faster for $2 billion. To me, that's a waste of money. So I want to be there for Alton because they're neighbors of ours, and we work really well together. But I'm probably going to vote no just because I'm against this high-speed rail. I think it's a joke. If we're going to do it, we should do it like they did it in Japan where they can go 200-something miles an hour and get you there. If we'd done something like that, okay, but when it's 20 minutes quicker, that to me is laughable that we spent $2 billion on it. So actually, I think what I'm going to do is I'm not going to vote no. I'm going to vote present because I'm for Alton. But I'm against the high-speed rail.
I don't think 20 minutes faster is accurate, though. I think it's going to be...
I've been talking to people up in Springfield, and I've talked to people out in Washington. It's not going to be much faster.
Well,
they're,
they've got other projects. I mean, there's bottlenecks that they're still addressing.
They've got a long way to go before
it gets there. I mean, the design is 110 miles per hour, so, you know, at 280 miles in between, it's going to be... you know, a lot quicker than the present 5 hours or whatever it is.
Well, the people that I've talked to have indicated on both sides of the aisle that it isn't a whole lot quicker.
It will be eventually.
The problem they have is that you still have all the stops. You still got.
Are they still going to have the same amount of stops as what they got with Amtrak?
I think they might have deleted a couple of smaller ones. So I'm going to just, I mean, like I said, I'm for Alton. 100%. I mean, they're good neighbors of ours. I just am opposed. I think this is a waste of money.
Well, ultimately, they would like to go to 210 miles per hour, and they're doing the early studies to do that. But this $1.5 billion project is for the 110 mile per hour service, and that's what's under construction. That's supposed to be done by 2017. So,
that's not what this resolution's about, Mike. It's not about us, whether or not you support the high-speed rail or not. It's about supporting Alton.
I think part of it does, if I vote for it, that I'm approving that.
It does support it. It supports high-speed rail, supports Alton and St. Louis as the two regional stops, and also the improvement to the bridge that... Now, that's one of the things we mentioned here is the Merchants Bridge in Madison was built back in the late 1800s, and by improving that, not only does it provide redundant service over the Mississippi River for high-speed rail, but freight, which is important to our industries in Madison County.
Well, I'm going to vote present, and if you guys can give me some additional information to change my mind between now and the meeting next week, then, you know.
Okay.
But so that's where I am. If I get enough information to make me change my mind, then I'll vote for it. So if you guys can get that for me, because I'm, like I said, Alton's a neighbor of ours. I want to support them.
Yeah,
I really do.
I understand what Mike's saying. He has more knowledge of it, and I trust what he's saying. So I'm going to vote present also, and because I want to support Alton. But I do see it, if it's a resolution for High Speed Rail, I would say it's...
No, read the resolution though, Judy.
Yeah, I understand what he's saying. If it's a resolution for High Speed Rail, the way the High Speed Rail is operated, then that has bearing upon the resolution, even if the resolution doesn't say that within it.
I mean, I don't want anybody to think this is RD thing, because it's not. I mean, I want to support all... But, so Joe, if you can give me some additional information.
Yeah, I will.
I don't want anybody from Alton thinking I'm not supporting them. So if you can get that for me, hopefully by the next meeting, then that'll help.
And I'd like to have it too.
I want this to get out so we can vote on it. And I don't want to have any no's on it until I know enough about it.
I'll try to find like an executive summary, because there's been so many studies done that will try to define it.
Talk to a lot of different people about this.
I don't think we're not going to stop High Speed Rail.
No.
You know, this committee is not going to stop High Speed Rail.
Should taxpayers pay for another stop in East St. Louis when we've already got one at Alton?
Alton got way out in front of
it. I'll tell you what.
That makes sense, too. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what's third.
Okay. I'm going to do that for Brenda. Yeah. So everybody, if I get my rear end chewed out, and then her husband's going to have to represent me.
All right, he will.
That makes more sense to me that we're supporting Alton.
Than to stop it.
Than to stop it.
And
because now I'm thinking if we vote no,
we don't want that stop in East St. Louis.
That gives more credit to East St. Louis.
And we support St. Clair County on things that help our residents too. Scott Air Force Base, you know, even Mid-America Airport, trying to bring jobs in there and everything. So we're on the same page, but this is just something that we think is...
Alton got way out in front on this thing.
We'll not start that.
They really got... Alton got way out in front on this thing. You know, they even took that golf course over and started making plans on this a long time ago. And East St. Louis, we're just a Johnny come lately. We want something in our town, so I'd like to make a motion that we...
Could I ask one more question, though? That makes a lot of sense to me, because I was kind of thinking about that before. But now East St. Louis, these stop there. I mean, everyone's in disagreement about that. But doesn't St. Clair County want it? I mean,
they want it, and they're lobbying to get it.
So,
and then one of the early statements by St. Clair County was, "Well, we'll just cut in half the stops in Alton,
and half in Alton, half in
East St. Louis."
Oh,
you know. And the Alton City Council passed a similar resolution.
Is it going to do any good to help stop it in East St. Louis?
I think the engineering is on our side on this issue. We just need to make sure the politics don't overtake the engineering.
Okay.
Okay, we have a motion by Jack to approve. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Don't anybody ever say I do not switch the... You can't sway me. You're pig-headed. No, I'm not.
Well, you got a good point on the program. I mean, as far as whether we need it or not, totally, but it's air, and we are supporting Alton, and all we're trying to do is keep them from putting one in East St. Louis, because that will hurt Alton. So that's basically what we're doing. Do we have anything else? New business, Joe? You got anything? Nothing, Nick? Brenda?
No, I don't.
Jack,
nope.
Judy, Mike. Motion to adjourn.
Can I get signatures? I'm sorry.
All in favor.